This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. Another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Week 17. Let's fucking wrap this shit show up. Season has completely fallen off the rails. I'm not going to lie. It is what it is. Went 3-2 last week, but looking at the overall numbers, it's like 44-33-3 on the year. Just not where I want to be, you know what I mean? It's not what I was hoping for, especially with how the season was going. I was making tons of dough. Still am. Not doing bad, but not doing as good as I should be, if I'm being honest. I'm better than this. But are we going to cry about it and pack it up and not finish out the season? Absolutely not. No, that's not what we're going to do at all. We're going to keep it pushing. Week 17, 18, and all through the playoffs, okay? I got 5 picks for you. Still doing my homework. Just because the season is kind of, you know, had bigger goals for it, but whatever, you know, whatever. What can you do? Cowboys got a big win last week against the Eagles, and they follow it up with an ugly but yet still winning game against the Titans. I believe they covered 2 as well. Depending on when you got the number, I did see that number fly all the way up to like 14, I think, but a lot of people got it at 10. Shout out to you if you did that, for sure. You got balls. You got big old nuts. But Cowboys, you know, rolling along. I'm not really worried about that Tennessee game. People are like, oh, God, this team. And again, rolling off the back of, they barely beat Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew's a bad boy, all right? He's a bad, bad boy. You see him out there slinging that ball against probably the best O-line in the league? Like, give me a fucking break. Cowboys still put up 40, all right? So suck it. I ain't falling for that bullshit about Gardner Minshew. Oh, you barely beat Gardner Minshew. Bitch, you barely beat Cooper Rush. Suck my dick, all right? How about that? Suck my dick. You like that? Cowboys win and cover against the Eagles, just like I said they would. And then they win and they cover against the Titans. Last thing I'm going to do is come on here a bitch when the Cowboys win and cover. That ain't going to happen. So Cowboys keep rolling on. They're already on into week, 18? I mean, let's go. Let's get into it, though. 5 picks, though, coming at you. Week 17. Went 3-2 last week. Let's see if we can, you know, maybe go back-to-back winning weeks. That'd be pretty cool. Makes me so sad that football's almost over. You know, you got the college football playoffs going on. Probably today, if you're listening to this, it's Friday night when I'm recording this, December 30th, 10:45. I am at the Billy Madison Show Studios, located in San Antonio, Texas. Fredericksburg and Medical, getting ready for the return of the Billy Madison Show, live, January 3rd, we're back. People are like, man, where the hell y'all been? I don't know, man, we said fuck it, we took December off. Like, what do you mean, you took the whole month off? Hell yeah, we did. Just me and Billy coming in here every day doing a 4-hour talk show just with us two and the callers. Get tired at the end of the year. It's like, God damn it, I just want to shut up for like a month. And it was good. I'm ready to get back to work. It's always good. You get that little juice. I'm ready to roll, as you could tell. Completely went, had a terrible vacation though, if I'm being honest. I'll wait until Billy Madison's show comes back to get into that. But absolutely just awful vacation. One of the worst of all time. But I'm ready, though. Week 17, interesting week. Got to be careful, because a lot of dead teams out there, and so You think, oh, this team ain't got nothing to play for. This other team does. Easy picks, yada, yada, yada. It gets a little tricky, but let's see if we can navigate week 17 and figure this shit out, okay?
Number five.
I'm going Jags -3. Jags have just been a powerhouse team to me these past few weeks. Surprisingly, sitting at a 7-8 record, 7-7-1 against the spread. This line opened up at 5, bet down to 3, because Houston has been a covering machine. Houston at 2-12 on the year. They got a big win, I think, last week against the Titans. Yeah, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I can't remember now. I know I was on the Titans that game. That shit blew up in my face, and that sucked. But we got Jags -3. I love that pick. I think they're the better team. Trevor Lawrence is really kind of started to emerge a little bit and be like, hey, I'm not just a goofy looking dude. You know what I mean? Like, I can ball. It's kind of fast, too. But I like the Jags on the road, taking on Houston. They're getting ready. I think they got to play the Titans next week, I think, for the AFC South crown. So, Jags, though, I still like them in this spot. -3 on the road in Houston, taking on the Texans.
Number four.
I like the Dolphins +3. Yes, I know. Tua, another concussion. RG3's coming in. I don't know. I just like Miami in this spot. Patriots are just watching that offense. That Patriots offense is so bad. And it's not going to be like the Dolphins are really dealing with the elements. It's like warm all over the country. I know it's in New England, but it's not going to be like, you know, a January 1st blizzard. I think it's going to be like, I don't know, probably like 55 degrees up there. It's going to be just fine. RG3 stepping in. He's going to handle business. I like Dolphins. I'm getting a field goal on the road, taking on a division rival. Yeah, I feel really good about that pick. Dolphins +3 on the road, taking on the Patriots.
Number three.
I like the Browns. Yes, the disgusting Browns +1.5 on the road, taking on Washington. The reason being is because from all the reports I've read is Carson Wentz is going to be starting for the Washington Commanders. And the fact that Washington is now turning back to Carson Wentz, I like Cleveland in this spot. I really do. I think Cleveland just comes in and blows that whole shit up. With, you know, Carson Wentz. I don't know why Heineke's not starting. I don't know why. I don't know why Ron's pulling the trigger, bringing Carson back in. But I like the Browns, though, +1.5. That's a good pick to me right there.
Number two.
I like the Jets -1.5 on the road, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Mike White is back, starting. Seattle has just fallen off. It's like Seattle was they were kind of a dangerous team, and then they weren't. And I just like the Jets in this spot. I like Mike White coming back. I like it. I like Jets. Jets are still in the hunt. 7-8 right now on the year. Mike White coming in. They only basically just got to win the game by more than a point. I like that. Give me the Jets. -1.5 on the road, taking on Seattle.
Number one.
My favorite pick of the weekend. People are going to think I'm absolutely crazy, and that's fine. This line, just let me break this one down a little bit, okay? I like the Bucks. Yes, I like the Bucks. -3, taking on the Panthers. End of the season. Bucks need this game. You got Tom Brady versus Sam Darnold. All right, Tom Brady, just imagine that. You got Tom Brady versus Sam Darnold. That's what it comes down to. The Bucks were originally, like, I think a week, 2 weeks ago, look ahead at the line in this game was like -7. And the Bucks have just won. They won last week. They didn't lose. They won. Everybody's just, I don't know. They just think Carolina's now a powerhouse. The popular pick is the Panthers. Everybody's picking Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. I'm riding with them. I'm riding with T. Brizzle, with Tom Brady. -3 at home against the Panthers. I know the Panthers already beat their ass once this year. But, I mean, we're going into January football now. You're going into January football. Tom Brady has to win the game, and he's going up against Sam Darnold. Just when you paint the picture, paint the game that way. It's, to me, it's a no-brainer. I love the Bucks. They're my favorite pick of the weekend. I had the Bills too, but I took them off my card just because, you know, I like the Bills in this spot against the Bengals, but that game should just be a good one. There is some decent games this weekend. You know, you got Pittsburgh, Baltimore, you got Minnesota, Green Bay. I'm interested to see that Miami, New England game. And yeah, that's about it. Not too crazy, I guess, when you think about it. But you know, there's some decent games, especially for week 17. I like it. But those are my five picks. Again, 44, 33, and 3 on the year. Not great. Not embarrassing. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and, you know, act like I suck or something. It was just like I was on the cusp of greatness for this season, and I choked. I'm not gonna lie, I just choked. When it came down to it, I choked. And I can admit that. And it sucks. But gotta face the music, gotta finish out the season. There's still money to be made. I mean, I could go 5-0 and be, you know, sitting here at 54, 33, and 3, and that'd be pretty fucking sick. Do I expect to go 5-0 this weekend? Probably not. I do like my card, though. I do see a 4-1 weekend. Give me a 4-1 weekend one time. But listen, enjoy your New Year's. Be safe. Billy Madison Show back live Tuesday, January 3rd, okay? All right, you guys be safe. I'll see you next week for week 18, the final week of the NFL season.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.